Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Something happened in Uvalde. Utterly awful happened in Uvalde, Texas. A man who could only be described as a psychopath and looks remarkably like Richard Ramirez, the night stalker serial killer. He entered an elementary school and slaughtered at least 19 children and two teachers. And, you know, I don't know what to say. I wish I could have stopped that. I wish I'd been there to stop that. My heart bleeds for the people whose loved ones will never come home and for the lives so cruelly cut short. Facts are still sparse, but the one thing we know with certainty is that Joe Biden disgraced himself when he used a tragedy that shocked the nation as the springboard for a political rant. Now, as was to be expected, given his place in the White House, Biden addressed the nation. For the first 2.5 minutes, he actually did sound like a statesman, a decent person. He spoke of the horrible loss experienced by every parent who sees a child die. Thankfully, I don't know what that feels like. I don't have any idea what that would be like. Biden has lost two of his children. He looked and sounded every minute of his age, with his voice weak and his expression drawn. Initially, it looked like he was showing genuine compassion that was heartfelt and moving. He said, "I had hoped that when I became president, I would not have to do this again. Another massacre. Uvalde, Texas, an elementary school. Beautiful, innocent second, third, and fourth graders. And how many scores of little children who witnessed what happened see their friends die as if they were in a battlefield, for God's sake. They will live with it for the rest of their lives. There's a lot we don't know yet, and there's a lot we do know. The parents who will never see their child again and never have them jump in the bed and cuddle with them, parents who will never be the same. To lose a child is like having a piece of your soul ripped away. There is a hollowness in your chest. Feel like you're being sucked into it, never going to be able to get out. Suffocating. It's never quite the same. It is a feeling shared by the siblings and grandparents and family members of the community that is left behind. Scripture says, Jill and I have talked about this in different contexts and other contexts, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Psalm 34:18. So many crushed spirits. So tonight, I ask the nation to pray for them and give the parents and siblings the strength and the darkness they feel right now. That was beautiful. Those are words one expects from a nation's leader in a time of national sorrow. However, he wasn't finished. He couldn't maintain this statesman-like posture. Instantly shaking off his solemn lethargy, he launched into an impassioned rant that saw him demanding gun control, insisting that the 1994 assault weapons ban worked and blaming gun manufacturers for a crazed evil man's decision to enter school and murder children and their teachers. It was an ugly, divisive, and error-filled speech. And regarding those errors, if Biden is going to play politics, let's at least make sure his lies don't stand unchallenged. Definitive studies show that the 1994 assault weapons ban did not affect gun violence. Criminals, of course, ignored it. And we have seen shootings with tragically high death counts, although none at the hands of an NRA member, but it's fallacious to pretend America, the third largest country in the world by a wide margin, is the only one in which such tragedies occur. In Kenya, in 2015, gunmen killed 148 people. In Pakistan, in 2014, gunmen killed 141 people, mostly children. In Paris, in 2015, men with guns and bombs killed 130 people. In Oslo, in 2011, a gunman killed 77 children. In Kenya, again, in 2013, gunmen killed 67 people. In South Korea, in 1982, a gunman killed 56 people. In New Zealand, in 2019, a gunman killed 51 people. In Tunisia, in 2015, gunmen killed 38 people. In Australia, in 1996, a gunman killed 35 people. In Scotland, in 1994, a gunman killed 17 people, 16 of whom were students. In China, in 1994, a gunman killed 28 people. And that's just from shooting. We're not even talking about the trucks and the bombs and the knives and the poison gas, also used abroad for rampage killing, mass murder. And there's one constant in rampage killing in America or elsewhere. The gunmen target unarmed people. And as a reminder, there is no killer more dangerous than an armed government against its own disarmed people. Biden wasn't half so upset when his policies directly kill people, as he showed when his harum-scarum pullout led to 13 troop deaths at the Kabul airport. And then the military on Biden's watch slaughtered 7 children in Afghanistan. That didn't bother him that much. This is not political. This is indicative. We've had 2 18-year-olds in 10 days kill 31 people. And right now we should be looking and trying to find that common thread that is causing this. And since we're not doing that, and instead, since we're going after assault weapons and manufacturers and all this other stuff, things that had nothing to do with this whatsoever. And this is the stupid part of it. This is the stupid part of it. This will happen again. Unless we don't start looking. Now, we can try to go to the cause of all of these things. And we should. We should go looking at the cause of all of these things. But we should also look at the other part of it, which is how do we mitigate it when it begins? Because you cannot stop this kind of thing from happening. You can put preventative measures in place like making a target a hard target. You can make it so prohibitive and so expensive to go in there, they can't possibly get their social media kicks, their political kicks, whatever it is they're doing this for, whatever reason they're doing it for, you can't get it. So, with that in mind, you know, the only thing we can do is to try to put measures in place to where if they do introduce this into the midst of the unarmed people, that we deal with it in a really fast, decisive manner. And I'm talking about engaging the gunman. I'm talking about shooting at and stopping the gunman. There are 5 stages to a rampage killing. When stage 5 is reached, there is no other preventative measures. The only thing you could do at that point is stop it. Period. That's all there is. That's all there's going to be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. When we have a tragedy, that's bad enough. It is bad enough. And when the Democrats decide to take the tragedy and turn it into a way to score points, when they try to develop and generate cheap political capital, that's worse. Now, when I was talking about Biden earlier, you know, Bill Clinton was really good at mourning. He really did that well. As a matter of fact, Clinton would actually, he was so good at it, it was almost a unifying effort. And that kind of thing cannot really be taught, unfortunately. It can be mimicked, but it can't be taught. Clinton knew the importance of helping people cope with tragedy. Now, Joe Biden, because he thinks he got more votes than anybody else on the planet, didn't decide to crib his page from Bill Clinton's playbook. He made it partisan fairly quickly, blaming the tragedy on the gun lobby and gun manufacturers. As well as he started out. Uniquely, you know, he's lost two kids. He has earned the right to let America know what the parents of these precious children must be feeling, and in doing so, give us some moral guidance as well as, you know, we're trying to come to terms with this most senseless of tragedies. I can appreciate trying to ease suffering, emotional suffering. And he had me till it became a political stump speech. He demanded, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? When in God's name will we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done? 10 times he mentioned God in his little 7-minute speech. In 7 of those, he called on God on God's name, in which could easily be taken as an epithet. For example, what in God's name do you need an assault weapon for except to kill someone? Energetically and passionately, he threw that out, as if challenging God for the answer, then making the situation worse, he made a joke out of it. Deer aren't running through the forest with Kevlar vests on, for God's sake. Children had just died, yet he spent his brief talk questioning the value of a kind of firearm that may have had nothing to do with the shooting. Until he uttered this, nobody knew for sure what kind of weapon had been used, and millions may now presume that this shooting was accomplished by a weapon that has become a symbol and stalking horse for the anti-gun lobby. And so far what we know seems to challenge Biden's politically motivated assumption. Texas Governor Greg Abbott reported the shooter entered the school with a handgun and possibly a rifle. The governor said nothing about an assault weapon, and he was in a position to know about it. We know that he posted pictures of guns that were AR-15s, that were personal defense weapons. That doesn't mean that he owned them. I don't know. I'm just speculating. I wish I'd been able to offer the following advice before he trashed what would have been an excellent, truly helpful beginning to a short speech. I would have said, never, Mr. President, never, ever should you use the name of God to create political capital, nor should you quote the Bible to pass a controversial but feel-good law that won't actually prevent violence. And never, not ever, should you leverage a senseless human tragedy to enhance your political power. Now, of course, I've never done anything to get that close to him, to any of them, really. And so, even if I had been close to him, would he have listened? More importantly, why didn't at least one of his advisors tell him that invoking God's name for crass political purpose, even while the survivors are stunned, vulnerable, as they're watching their world crumple in real time, makes no sense at all. And either there was no one there to advise him, or at least no one that he had listened to. This kind of a tragedy is a nonpartisan thing. Presidents Reagan and Clinton both understood this. They each rose to the occasion whenever the nation was confronted with tragedy. They understood that leadership is not just about action, but about functioning as a moral leader. When the nation was hurting, they found the words from their souls or from their teleprompters to help America put sudden tragedy in perspective. Joe Biden lives in a world where Rahm Emanuel has set the rules. You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. These are words that if his performance today is any indicator, Biden can not only live with, but live by as well. This was a murderous rampage. Horrific on the face of it. Having been on the sidelines watching this, and I think about how many parents have gone through this over time. And I think about, you know, the parents of Columbine, as tragic as all of that was for them, they should have been all the proof we needed that we had to stop something like that. But it's never... I hate being right about this. It has never been about our public safety. And more importantly, it's not about your kids' public safety. And I'll say this, if anytime you go, if this hasn't proved it to you, then I don't know what else to say to you. Anytime you go into a gun-free zone, you go at your own peril. If I have no other way, I don't go into the gun-free zone. And otherwise, I go armed. We are all well advised to call on God by whatever name we worship Him to find answers and, more importantly, to find comfort for ourselves and for those who grieve. But the man most responsible for helping America to grieve, to mourn, and to heal wasn't man enough to embrace that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A gunman shot and killed 19 children and two adults in an elementary school Tuesday in Uvalde, Texas. This takes place just a week after another shooter killed 10 people in a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell.
Our country is sickened and outraged by the senseless evil that struck Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas.
This, as Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says America's gun epidemic is unmatched.
There is a plague upon this nation, a plague of gun violence that has taken over this country.
Democrats are calling for more gun control legislation. Republicans say criminals will always find a way to obtain a gun and are suggesting armed guards to protect schools. This is USA Radio News. Before signing an executive order for policing and public safety on the second anniversary of George Floyd's death, President Biden says he plans to visit Texas in the wake of the Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting.
Jill and I will be traveling to Texas in the coming days to meet with the families and let them know we have a sense, just a sense of their pain, and hopefully bring some little comfort to the community in shock, in grief, and in trauma. As a nation, I think we all must be there for them.
Lawmakers want answers about the national shortage of baby formula. A Democratic-led hearing taking place on Capitol Hill and Virginia Republican Morgan Griffith says the Biden administration let the situation become dire before responding.
Was the administration aware that an infant formula shortage was developing for over 2 years and failed to take sufficient action to prevent the shortage from getting worse, or were they caught flat-footed?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. It wasn't just Biden. Democrats from all over rushed to capitalize on the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas on Tuesday to demand gun control measures and attack Republicans. We're talking about a cat named Salvador Ramos, 18, who had a handgun and possibly a rifle. I don't know why we keep saying that. We don't know that yet. When he opened fire at Robb Elementary School, killing 19 students and two teachers, according to Abbott. Two police officers were shot and wounded, but were expected to survive. Prominent Democrats immediately blamed Republicans for the shooting, with at least one hurling profanities at multiple Republicans. That would be Representative Ruben Gallego, Democrat from Arizona. He tweeted at Representative Daryl Issa, "Blank your prayers. They haven't worked for the last 20 mass shootings. How about passing laws that will stop these killings? You lying sack of protoplasm, you." Expect more of that. Gallego also tweeted at Senator Ted Cruz, just to be clear, blank you, at Ted Cruz, you blanking baby killer. Always the dullest knife in the drawer, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez also was quick to blame Republicans. There is no such thing as being pro-life while supporting laws that let children be shot in their schools, elders in grocery stores, worshipers in their houses of faith, survivors by abusers, or anyone in a crowded place. It's an idolatry of violence, and it must end. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, a Democrat whose city is notorious for its high violence rates, also offered her opinion of the school shooting. As a nation, we simply cannot allow this to continue. Every single day, children and young people are losing their lives to people who do not value the sanctity of life and take advantage of the unabated presence of firearms in our communities. Now more than ever, we must push our legislators to pass sweeping and effective gun control measures. Our children's lives depend on it. Senator Chris Murphy, who looks so much like a snake oil salesman, he looks like somebody from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, except with, you know, he had a haircut. He took to the Senate floor to demand action on gun control. Why do you spend all this time running for the United States Senate if your answer is as the slaughter increases, as our kids run for their lives, we do nothing? He asked his colleagues. While this was all going on, the Republicans were asking Americans to pray for the families of the victims. Representative Rodney Davis on Twitter: "This is pure evil and heartbreaking. 19 children and 2 teachers were murdered in an act of senseless violence. Please pray for the victims, their families, and the Uvalde, Texas community." Representative Troy Neals, Republican Texas: "Please pray for Uvalde and those poor children who did not deserve this." Now, can we talk a minute about the absolute hypocrisy of this? And let's add to this. Let's add Steve Kerr and, of course, LeBron James. They got out there. He decided, LeBron James, he needed to speak out on the 18-year-old gunman that killed 19 and 2, you know. He took to social media to make a desperate call for change after a gunman opened fire in Robb Elementary on Uvalde, Texas, Tuesday morning in what is the deadliest school shooting since Sandy Hook. He said, "My thoughts and prayers go out to the families of loved ones lost and injured at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. Like, when is enough enough, man? These are kids and we keep putting them in harm's way at school. Like, seriously, at school, where is it supposed to be the safest? This simply has to be changed. It has to be. Praying to the heavens above all, to all with kids these days in schools." He also supported the comments made by Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr, who gave a passionate speech before Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals on Tuesday. He shouted, "When are we going to do something? I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to the devastated families that are out there. I'm so tired of the moments of silence." Enough. Other sports figures got out there. Some just, you know, were saying things of condolence, and others were out there calling for more gun control. Here's the thing. And this is the thing about the Democrats, and this is the thing about LeBron James and Steve Kerr. LeBron James and Steve Kerr back both BLM and defunding police. On that watch alone, 3,800 additional black people, not gangbangers. You know, I know the figures. 50-some-odd percent of murderers are black. 50-some-odd percent of murder victims are black. Those are gangbangers. They are. And that's tragic, too. But since the advent of BLM, 2019, 2020, 2021, 3,800 additional black people have died. That's more than were lynched during the entire time between the end of the Civil War and the beginning of the Civil Rights Movement. What was that, 70-some-odd years? I don't know. But it's a lot. And yet, here they are. These same people that want to take away the cops. And Steve Kerr, he's actually advocated at one point in Oakland, California, to do away with the Oakland School Police Department. Let's just, you know, just leave it to its own devices. Which is it? You can't have both. You cannot have safety without people who are going to deal with bad people. And the worst part of this is that the bad people are going to have the they're going to have the initiative. They're going to be the ones that start all of this stuff. And what are we going to do? What are we going to say? Where's it going to go? Don't get lost in this. Don't feel bad about this. And nobody owns a gun. Nobody carries a gun today had anything to do with this. In fact, if some of us had been there, we would have done something about it. We would have engaged the guy. We would have tried to deal with the guy. In the meantime, remember the Democrats for what they are. I'm not sugarcoating it anymore. The Democrats profit from the murder of American citizens, the murder of American children. They try to profit from it. They see this as a moment of wind at their backs. They do nothing to solve it. They do nothing to mitigate it. They do nothing to stop it. All they do is destroy everything they get in charge of. Ask Lori Lightfoot, who's out there giving such a great, you know, let me hear your opinion, Lori. You do such a great job of it. Don't get lost in this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. This past Sunday in New York, former Governor Andrew Cuomo bragged we passed the best gun control laws in the nation. Although those laws manifestly did not prevent the mass shooting that killed 10 people at a Buffalo supermarket on May 14th. Since the ones that he had in place didn't work, he thinks others should be in place. More legislation of the same sort. He mentioned a federal assault weapon ban, and other politicians have responded to the Buffalo massacre by calling for expanded background checks and more aggressive enforcement of red flag laws that aim to disarm dangerous people. But those policies are fundamentally ill-suited to stopping would-be rampage killers from carrying out their plans. Now, the Buffalo killer, he purchased a Bushmaster XM-15. And this was, and understand what I'm about to tell you, this was New York compliant. And so it didn't look like the AR-15 you have. It was New York compliant. According to the online manifesto that police attributed to the attacker, the rifle did not qualify as an assault weapon in New York at that point because it had been fitted with a fixed magazine. So he reversed that modification so the gun could accept detachable magazines. And then he reused magazines that exceeded the New York 10-round limit. Although that change had practical implications, other workarounds allow New Yorkers to legally buy and own AR-15-style rifles like the Bushmaster XM-15 that are functionally identical to prohibited models. So this is what a New York-compliant rifle looks like. First of all, it doesn't have a pistol grip. It doesn't have a threaded barrel or a bayonet mount. So if it has none of these military-style features, which are basically, I mean, for the most part, I have never owned a AR-15 with a suppressor. And I've never fixed a bayonet to an AR-15. But based on the fact that it has a curved grip instead of a pistol grip, and no threaded barrel and no bayonet mount, it is not an assault weapon, even if it accepts detachable magazines. This is considered a featureless rifle. They are perfectly legal in New York, even though they fire the same ammunition at the same rate with the same muzzle velocity as the banned model. And here you have the basic problem with assault weapon bans. They define the category based on functionally unimportant features, leaving rampage killers with plenty of equally lethal alternatives, including the handguns they overwhelmingly prefer. While Cuomo thinks a federal ban could be effective if it also covered large-capacity magazines, which come standard with many guns, including, you know, based on their criteria, handguns, millions of these magazines would remain in circulation. None of them have a serial number, by the way. Not a one. The Buffalo shooter passed a background check when he bought his rifle because he did not have a disqualifying criminal or psychiatric record, which is typically true of rampage killers. According to a recent National Institute of Justice report on public mass shootings from 1966 through 2019, just 13% of the perpetrators obtained weapons through illegal transactions. That should trouble everybody out there about rampage killers. Even theoretically, a federal law requiring background checks for private gun transfers, as New York already has, would not pose an obstacle for the vast majority of rampage killers. And in a country where civilians own more than, you know, we've tipped the point at 500 million firearms, a would-be killer with a disqualifying record would not have much trouble finding a source willing to, flout that rule, as gun owners routinely do in states that notionally require universal background checks, as they're called. And on the face of it, it seems more plausible that New York's red flag law could have stopped the Buffalo shooter if only it had been properly applied. He was reported to the state police as a high school senior last June because he mentioned murder in a written response to a question about his post-graduation plans. And he passed that off as a sick joke, and it may yet turn out that a more thorough investigation would have cast doubt on that explanation. But the problem is even his fellow students did not perceive him as a threat, unlike Nicholas Cruz. Predicting violence is much harder than supporters of red flag laws often imply. Psychiatrists are notoriously bad at it, and people who display what might look like red flags almost never commit crimes like this one. Casting a wider net might or might not help prevent these kind of attacks, but it certainly would ensnare more innocent people who do not actually pose a danger. And when it comes to gun control, that is always a perennial peril under which they operate. Now, as I leave you, I want you to consider this. The Texas Association of School Boards, which represents 1,024 public school boards in the Lone Star State, left the National School Boards Association this week after a report revealed the organization wanted the National Guard and the military to be sent to school board meetings. September 29th letter, now infamous for referring to parent protests over masks, COVID-19 protocols, and critical race theories, domestic terrorism, asked the Biden administration to examine appropriate enforceable actions under various laws, including the Patriot Act. The desire to deploy federal troops did not make it into the final draft. After the letter, Attorney General Merrick Garland called on the FBI to work with law enforcement agencies at various levels to target threatening behavior from parents. And the latest independent investigation was the final straw for TASB. And we get this. Following a special board meeting, the Texas Association of School Boards announced this evening that it was ending its membership with the National School Boards Association. Following the release of an independent investigation that found operational deficiencies and lack of internal controls and processes within NSBA. TASB has been actively monitoring NSBA efforts to rebuild trust following the release of a September 29th letter to the Biden administration. On Monday, May 23rd, the TASB Board of Directors met to discuss a report which discloses new details about the development of the NSBA September 29th letter and decided to leave the national group. We have been intently waiting for the release of the independent investigation for nearly 2 months, according to Dan Troxell, the executive director. With his support now available, it's clear that NSBA's internal processes and controls do not meet the good governance practices that TASB expects and requires in a member organization. While they have apologized for the letter, a dozen states have withdrawn their membership, dues, or participation. And the reason I tell you this is because they feel like they should have some protection from parents. And they feel like they're worth protecting. And they probably, if asked, would tell you that they would never support armed teachers in schools. So, this is the state of things. On the one hand, they want to teach your children CRT. They want to, you know, they want to talk to them about transitioning, about being transgender, all this other stuff. And on the other hand, they don't feel like your kids are worth protecting. They don't feel like you're worth protecting. They feel like they're worth protecting, though. They feel like they're valuable. They feel like their life is worth more.
Such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights. In low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.